The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
All right, welcome back to it. My next guest, Cliff Maloney, is the president of Young Americans for Liberty. It is the largest, most active, and fastest-growing pro-liberty organization on America's college campuses. There are more than 900 YAL chapters and over 300,000 activists nationwide. Let's find out more about what it is. Cliff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me today.
All right. So liberty is not something that fits on a lot of college campuses, as we hear on a pretty much a daily basis. Free speech and free thought shall not be tolerated. In fact, I suggest we get the bulldozers out and start burning books, but who am I? Cliff, you're up against it. But I appreciate what you're doing. Tell us about the organization and what it stands for.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. So the organization is put together, really we're built out on college campuses across the country with a simple mission statement to identify, educate, train, and mobilize youth activists committed to winning on principle. And that winning on principle is the key part. We're talking about limited government. We're talking about liberty. We're talking about the idea and constitutional principles that the country was founded on. And so we're out on campus. We've got over 900 chapters across the country that are advocating for these principles of freedom. And you bring up free speech. So let me dive right in and tell you about one of our biggest projects that's ongoing. And that is something called our National Fight for Free Speech campaign. And this is something that we set up because colleges, I don't think I have to tell you, they are not the most friendly places for conservative and libertarian students.
No,
so what's
really?
What's happened is they've created these different zones on campus, or these speech codes, as they call them. And what they're really doing is, you know, if Bernie's socialist group is out promoting a 90% tax rate, you know, nobody says anything. But if we're handing out the Constitution and advocating for freedom, our students are getting shut down. And so we've been out there, and we're working to get rid of these codes. And I'm pretty proud to say that we've actually gotten rid of over 25 of these, you know, so-called free speech zones.
Really? Tell me about some of your victories. Tell me about some of your big victories, because this is important, Cliff, that you're knocking this nonsense backwards. You don't need freedom of speech for happy talk. I mean, come on, geniuses. You don't need. Let's get with it. Go on.
Sure. So let's talk. Let's talk about some of our victories. So Wichita State, we were actually shut down because they said that Young Americans for Liberty and the Constitution was, quote, dangerous for students to hear. That was one of my favorite ones. Another one we had at Arkansas State, where a bureaucrat actually told our students that the free speech zone trumps the Constitution. Let me see here. I'll go local for you. So at Kellogg Community College in Battle Creek, Michigan,
yes,
we had one of the most egregious cases. It's an ongoing court battle right now. But what I will tell you is we had some student leaders that were handing out constitutions. And by the way, I mean, let's talk about a taxpayer-funded institution, a community college, which is supposed to uphold the Constitution.
You'd think.
They're passing out these pocket constitutions, and this bureaucrat approaches them and says, you need to go in the free speech zone. He said, sir, you know, we're just talking to our fellow students. We're handing out constitutions. They arrested the students, put them in jail overnight, held them until about 7 or 8 in the morning. And right now, I mean, we filed a lawsuit, and we're going after them to get rid of the code and to do right by the students. But, I mean, it doesn't get more egregious than that, arresting a student for handing out pocket constitutions.
All right, when did this happen?
I hate to tell you this, but it's right in Michigan.
Yeah, when did this happen?
So this just happened in the fall, and the legal process has been ongoing. We had, let me put it this way, the case was filed earlier this spring, and just recently, last week, we filed an injunction, because what we're trying to do is, as the case is ongoing, we want them to immediately say, you know, right now, even while the case is going on, they need to get rid of that free speech zone. They cannot continue to abuse that, you know, and use that to shut down students that are promoting conservative and libertarian ideas on campus. So that's the injunction we're waiting on right now. But, I mean, this type of thing is happening a lot more frequently than people are noticing, and we're trying to really shine a light on that.
You know, what's interesting is that a lot of this stuff gets buried along the way. You know, they hide this stuff all the time. And, you know, the national news media, of course, won't report on this, but they'll report on, you know, Ann Coulter getting kicked out of Berkeley or whatever, and they'll spend 3 days and, you know, 27 hours of coverage on that. But students getting arrested for handing out pocket constitutions, yeah, that's not going to make the news. Nobody cares about that. Yeah, that's the problem, you see.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And that's why we've been out there. That's why we're, you know, leading this fight. And, you know, the funny thing is, it's not that we're looking for an advantage as conservative or libertarian students. We don't want an advantage. We just want a level playing field so that our ideas can be heard. And what I tell a lot of people is, you know, look, if Bernie comes to campus or somebody that's promoting the idea that, you know, pretty much we should be a socialist country, Young Americans for Liberty members are not going to burn the campus to the ground. We're not going to throw bricks through windows. We're not going to light couches on fire. What we're going to do is we're going to show up and we're going to peaceably have a conversation and show through intelligent thought that the ideas of limited government are the way forward. And that's something I'm really proud, you know, to say of our membership.
Well, clearly, the problem is you're going to need a lot more attorneys and a lot more help. I mean, obviously, unless you have your own legal arm, how are you going to get there?
Right. So we partner with two groups, Alliance Defending Freedom and Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, ADF and FIRE. They're both fantastic groups. They're kind of our legal arm. So our students are the ground troops, if you will, who are going out there, and we actually jokingly call it triggering the campus when we do an event and our students get shut down. And then ADF and FIRE, you know, work with us on cases, and they have been fantastic partners because they're the reason we're able to process these. And like I said, to go through, I mean, we've overturned 25 of these unconstitutional speech codes. And once again, not looking for an advantage for our students, but just looking, you know, to have the opportunity for a level playing field to talk about constitutional principles.
So, Cliff.
Whoever knew how, you know, scandalous the Constitution could become.
Yeah, handicap this for me. Kellogg, well, the left has no use for the Constitution. You know that in today's day and age. They want to dictate what free speech is. And free speech is perfectly acceptable as long as you say exactly what they want you to say. Kellogg Community College, this case in Michigan, handicap your expectations. Are you going to win?
Oh, well, look, I'm supposed to lowball, right? I am very confident that we are going to be able to get rid and win that case and get rid of these unconstitutional speech codes. You know, I mean, these colleges, we have a 100% record so far. We have not lost when we go to litigation, and I'm pretty proud of that. But it's funny, you know, I'll tell you, Steve, a lot of times when we have an incident, we send a letter and they start quaking in their boots. Because, look, if you get in front of a judge and you say, hey, you know, you shut down students who are talking on campus, and they're students on campus, and you're a public university. I mean, most of the judges, as much as we've lost some of the, you know, parts of society when it comes to the rule of law, a lot of judges are still, you know, pretty in tune with the First Amendment. And so it's an interesting process. But when we actually go to court, you know, usually they're fairly quick, and you know, they're landing on the side of freedom, which is reassuring.
Well, I guess that, well, I would hope so. But, you know, when I was growing up, I don't know how old you are, Cliff, when I was growing up, people used to say, well, it's a free country, do what you want. I don't hear that anymore, to be honest with you. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word. You got 10 seconds.
All right. Head over to yaliberty.org. Check us out. If you're a student, let's get involved and spread the Constitution. If you'd like to support us, we'd love your help. yaliberty.org. Thanks so much, Steve.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk soon, Cliff. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye now.
41 after. We'll be right back.